Many strange and weird things happen at Yellowstone National Park. In today's episode, we're going to cover two stories of what visitors witnessed when at Yellowstone. But before we get into the stories, did you know that 42% of dreadheads prefer the taste of beer over other alcoholic beverages? So grab your favorite beverage. Let's cheers to you hitting that subscribe button, because I release strange and weird encounters every single day. Our first story took place on August 29th, 2019. Hiking didn't really appeal to me much as a kid. I remember my parents would have to drag me out of the house to go on our Sunday trek up some mountain or another state park. And then there was the dreaded annual trip to Yellowstone National Park, a good 4-hour drive from where I grew up in Twin Falls, Idaho. But since I've gotten older, I've come to have a new appreciation for the outdoors. Maybe my mom and dad's attitude rubbed off on me more than I thought, but it was after I'd spent a long time in the hospital that I decided I had enough of being stuck inside. And as soon as I felt strong enough after coming home, I joined a hiking club and started to build myself up again. Pretty soon I was hiking every weekend, and before long I found myself wanting to go visit Yellowstone again, to reconnect with a place I hadn't been to in over 20 years. To hopefully stir up some memories as well as see the places with some fresh eyes. I suggested the trip to the club, and they were all really up for it. One of the more experienced members knew of a great trail that he had used many times to get panoramic views of the park, and so we all agreed and we would go the following Sunday. We met up at the designated spot at the bottom of the trail in the early afternoon, and set off what turned out to be a surprisingly nice day. I wasn't sure if I'd ever been on this particular trail before with my parents, but the forests on either side of the path reminded me of many places I did remember, places I had been too immature to really appreciate at the time. We made sure to take frequent breaks along the way, and we were all generally quite fit, but there were a few members that were a bit older than the rest. It was during one of these rest stops that I first noticed what looked like to be a large animal of some kind moving amongst the trees. It was about a couple hundred yards away. I couldn't really make out what it was, so I pointed it out to one of my companions who was sitting nearby. But when she looked in that direction I was pointing, whatever it was moved on, and there was nothing to see but the thick forest. We moved on, and I kept looking into the trees on all sides, excited now about the prospect of spotting an elk or maybe a pronghorn. I wasn't fazed by the idea of seeing a bear either, but we all had bear spray with us, just in case. There were 15 of us in the hiking group, so I felt like I had backup if I encountered anything dangerous. About 20 minutes later, we stopped again, this time in a small clearing just off the main trail. I was chatting with an older gentleman when my eyes were drawn to this movement in the trees over his shoulder. I saw something deep into the trees, making no sound but kind of stalking its way from tree to tree. I couldn't identify the animal at that distance, but I was starting to think it might be a grizzly bear that looked dark in the shadows of the trees. Something was off about the way it moved, though. I've seen grizzlies before, but mostly lumbering around slowly. I've never seen one charge in real life, but I've seen videos before, and I kind of knew what to expect. But this thing, do grizzlies walk on their hind legs? It seemed very tall, whatever it was. And there was nothing I knew in this ecosystem that moved like that. The older gentleman that I was talking to must have seen that I was distracted, because he slowly turned around and peered into the trees to see what I was looking at. But by now the shadow moved deeper into the trees and it was barely visible. "Something down there?" he asked. I was starting to get a weird feeling about what I had seen. I was still relatively new to the hiking group, and I didn't want to annoy anybody by having them all turn around and look for something that I couldn't even see anymore. So I just said, "I thought I saw a deer." And after a few minutes, the group got back up on their feet and took off up the trail again. As we made our way up, some steeper inclines had a few people huffing and puffing. I began to hang back more from the main group, lagging at the back with the older gentleman that I was just talking to. He was struggling with the steepness of the trail. I was keeping my eyes on both sides of the trail, I was fairly sure that whatever I had seen was the same thing on two occasions, so there's a chance that I might see it again if I keep my eyes open. All the while, my mind was turning over on the idea that something walking on its back legs through a forest in Yellowstone didn't seem right. That thing was way too big to be another person, and in height was more like a person standing on another person's shoulders. From what I had seen, its girth also matched its height. As the hikers who were up ahead reached the point where the road leveled off, they stopped one by one and stared off into the distance. When I reached them, I saw what they were looking at. An uninterrupted view for miles and miles of mountain range, meadow, and forest. Some were taking pictures, but some were just taking in the scenery. It was a special thing to have that view hidden by the trees and the steepness of the trail, only to see it all at once when you reach the top like that. It truly was a breathtaking view. But my curiosity about the forest had not gone away. And after a few moments, my eyes were drawn back to the trees. I was looking into the forest behind me when I caught movement on the road up ahead, which sloped down gently into the forest that extended for miles. About 200 yards away, out of the trees came this dark shape I had seen before. Its nose extended way out in front like a wolf, but its jaw was square and powerful like some great mastiff. Its ears were pointed up on top of its head, and its chest was this mess of thick black fur, and it was walking on two legs. With a few massive, powerful strides, it reached to the edge of the path where the forest dropped off into sheer slope, and the creature hunched down in one smooth motion onto all fours and scaled down through the trees. This all happened in the space of about 4 seconds, and I heard another woman shout, "Oh!" behind me. She saw it too. The other hikers turned around to see what the commotion was. The other woman, who I'll call Hannah, was jumping around and pointing into the direction where it had just gone into the woods. "There was something on that trail. It just went into the trees right over there," she said. Good. At least someone else had seen it. I was almost dazed. I hadn't realized that I'd been holding my breath, and I let it all out in one go. "I think it was a moose. It was a big one as well," Hannah said with all this excitement. "What?" I thought. I said, "Wait a minute, I saw it too, but it didn't look like a moose to me." Hannah was sure though. "It had to have been a moose. What else is there that's that size?" "It was too big to be a moose," I said. "Too big for a moose?" someone said. The other hikers were looking confused. Someone else from the group said, "You know, an adult moose can get really big. Was it a grizzly?" I didn't know if I should share what I'd seen. It sounded unbelievable. And here was another hiker saying with certainty that they'd seen something different. "It was some kind of predator. It had that kind of face," I said. The group was starting to look worried now, and some of them were saying they didn't want to get anywhere near it if it was a grizzly on the trail. Someone from the group asked, "How did it move?" I opened my mouth but closed it again, trying to find the words. I looked at Hannah. "Did you see it crossing the path?" She said, "No, I caught it just before it went down the hill, but it had big shoulders like a moose." Someone from the group said, "I've seen moose up here before." I didn't want to challenge Hannah, but I was certain what I'd seen. "But it didn't have antlers. I watched it cross over and I didn't see them. Did you see antlers?" I asked. Hannah admitted, "No, but it could have had them. I didn't see it well enough and it was a little too far away." I told her, "Well, not only did I not see antlers, but it crossed over on its hind legs. I've never seen a moose do that." Some of the hikers exchanged looks when I said this, and they were looking at me like it didn't make sense, which I had to admit it didn't, but there was no getting around what I'd seen. We talked it out a short while, but the group was made of nice people, and they didn't treat me like I was crazy. "Maybe someone's out there playing a prank on us," one person said. But I was convinced I had seen a wild animal. The way it walked was strange indeed, but it was also graceful in a way, with an air of dominance and fearlessness in its motion. After some more talk, we decided that we would turn back then. We were almost 2 hours into the trek. We had taken in some great views. Plus, after all this talk of grizzlies, no one really wanted to tempt fate, and we made our way back to the trailhead, a much easier walk on the way back. People kept coming up to Hannah and myself to talk about what we had seen. Some were skeptical, others were really intrigued. I simply told them what I'd seen. I still hike quite a bit, and I've seen some amazing things over the years, but I've never seen anything like I did that day. May 3rd, 2017. A few years ago, I was driving home from a job near Jackson Hole to my home in Bozeman, and because I wanted to visit the home of a friend on the way, I was using a road that cuts through Yellowstone National Park. I'm definitely lucky because my job takes me all over the states of Wyoming and Montana, and taking Highway 191 through Yellowstone is one of my favorite drives, at least during the day, because I get to take in breathtaking views like Lewis River Canyon and the Old Faithful Geyser Basin, and I've spotted every animal from wolves to bears to elk to rare birds, all from the comfort of the driver's seat of my truck. During the night can be just as beautiful. There's nothing like seeing the mountain ranges rising up darkly out of the land, lit by a million stars. It's kind of spooky, but you get used to it when you drive long distances for a living. That particular day was pretty nice outside, but the night was overcast and cloudy. I heard on the radio that a storm was coming in. I was tired of a day's driving and working already, but I was making good time cruising along all the same. The sun went down over Mount Washburn in the distance, and I was trying to relax and listen to music on the radio, when up ahead I saw that the road was partially blocked by a herd of bison. There was nothing I could do to get past, and I didn't want to spook any of the animals. There seemed to be a lot of yearlings and calves among them. I knew that bison could be deadly when provoked, especially when protecting their young. I slowed down to a crawl and dimmed my headlights, but little did I know that the group I had seen so far was less than half the herd, and before I knew it, I was surrounded on all sides. There was nothing I could do at this point except for go with the flow of the bison. I crawled slowly north with my new traveling companions. I turned off the radio and listened to the herd grunting and whining as I'm slowly moving along. The whole experience was surreal. It was kind of hypnotic. And after a bit, I noticed that the animals were starting to make a lot more noise. They were snorting a lot, and the others, probably the younger ones, were starting to raise these high-pitched squeals. I thought me being there might be annoying them, or maybe there was some type of noise coming from my engine that I couldn't hear that they could hear. I noticed some of the bison starting to break off to the right side of the road and speeding up into a quick trot, and then they would just disappear as they got away from my headlights. And then all of a sudden the entire herd was running as fast as they could to the right side of the road. Meanwhile, I'm in the truck and I'm starting to wonder what is going on, because there's something weird about being in the middle of a bison stampede. I stopped dead on the road and waited for the inevitable. It was like I was watching myself about to have a car crash, sitting there knowing I was going to get hit and praying that I wouldn't. But really, there's nothing I could do about it at this point. I remember I was just clutching the steering wheel with both hands, praying that I wouldn't get hit. Then I felt the first jolt. One of them had hit the back of the truck. It must have been only a brush, but I felt it all the same. But then a serious bump comes and it really shakes my truck. I was hit again, but at least the herd just moved past me. And so I'm sitting there, and out of the corner of my eye, I saw something enormous coming towards me. It seemed blacker than the darkness it was coming out of, at a speed that I have never seen an animal move before. But in a matter of moments, this thing had reached the truck and gone flying past it. It was chasing the bison off beyond where I could see. My head snapped around, following it every step of the way. But this thing was freakishly fast, and I knew instantly that it would have no problem catching one of those bison if it wanted to. After this thing had passed, I started moving again. This time I wasn't cruising along, I just wanted to get out of there. I only slowed down when I got close to my friend's house at the boundary of the park. She and her husband had been waiting for me, and I guess they must have been surprised and then worried by the look on my face when I got out, as well as the massive dent the bison had left on the side of my truck that I hadn't even seen yet. They asked me what was up, and I explained to them that I got stuck in a herd of bison. But then I started describing the part about what I had saw chasing the bison, and they started looking at each other with confused expressions. "So was it a dog?" my friend said, and I didn't know what to tell her. It went past so quickly, but there was one thing I'm certain of. It had the head of a massive dog. and its teeth were bared with these enormous fangs sticking out of the front. A wolf? Her husband said. But I've seen plenty of wolves, and this was no wolf. For one thing, the size of it. I've never seen a wolf that was so big that could easily take down a bison by itself with just its brute strength. And this thing was strong, I knew that as well. I got the impression of like powerful muscles when I got a glimpse of its shoulders. In the speed that this thing was coming towards me, and then past me, it was amazing actually. That thing would have done far more damage to my truck if it hit me than the bison. The other two didn't know what to think, but they knew I had a rough night, so we talked for a while and I eventually headed home, glad to be putting more distance between myself and the events of that night. I'm not sure what to think either. That being almost 2 years ago now, it may have been dark and it may have been moving quick, but that dark thing came within 5 yards of my vehicle, and I was already in a hyper-alert state, playing bumper cars with the bison. And the way that that thing moved, and its teeth and that head, they've all stuck with me to this day.